President John Dramani Mahama has directed the Ministers of Energy and Petroleum and Lands and Natural Resources to seek technical support to carry out a comprehensive natural resource mapping of the country. This will enable government to use the method of auction to allocate mineral exploration and development rights to interested companies. A Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed, who said this at the daily briefing at Flagstaff House in Accra, said the decision was arrived at the last cabinet meeting. He stated that the move is to allow some farmers and enable the country to derive maximum benefits from its natural resources.
The approach, apart from being fair, enables the country to devise or derive maximum revenue from our natural resources endowment. So what simply it means is that if you look at previous explorations, you have a company that would come and say that, okay, we want to explore, and before we explore, we want to have an agreement with you that once we identify that there are some deposits of natural resources, i.e. oil, then there will be some terms with the exploration and also the contract of the exploration. So once they identify that there is oil here and at this quantity, this is the contract we want to enter into you. Possibly this is the percentage you would have, and this is the percentage you have. What government seeks to do now is that to get companies that would come and do the exploration for us, then we'll then auction it to the highest bidder. So what they would do is that they would come and do the survey, and then they identify that, okay, we have this quantity of oil deposit or other minerals deposit here, and then it becomes the property of the nation. So we would then get those who would come and explore and tell them, come and explore, but these are the conditions. So we virtually auction it to the highest bid. There have been concerns expressed by people about the fact that 10% of what we get from the oil comes to the nation. In gold, is less than even 5%. And for me, there wouldn't have been any appropriate measures to ensure that our natural resources are not only protected, but they are explored to benefit the people of this country.
Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations Murtala Mohammed answered a question on how government intends to fund both the exploration and mapping across the country.
Well, even if we are not in the position to explore, but at least we'll be in a position to finance the mapping up. Because once you do that, you identify, then you know the quantity you have. Yes, it's a huge capital expenditure, which GMPC, like he said, may not have the capacity to do. But once you identify that, it helps you. Because if a company comes to say that we'll do the mapping up, we'll do the exploration, these are the terms. You have the natural resources that you want to explore. You don't have the capacity to even identify where they are. You don't have the capacity to explore. A company comes to say that this is what we want to do. You may be compelled by the circumstance to agree with some of the terms, or you negotiate. But once you know that we have this deposit here, this is the quantity, then you bargain from the position of strength, you know, because you are well aware the deposit you have, the quantity, how many years is going to be explored. It puts you in a very strong position to bargain well. Maybe possibly if we had done that, we should be getting about 60 or 50% of the oil that we explore in this country.
Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed.